for listening to the BeyondCast, the official podcast of Beyond Student Ministries. Located in Seattle, Washington, we're all about faith, mission, and reality. I pray that you would, first of all, grab a hold of our hearts and show us that we can be heroes, that we can do incredible things for you. And God, this, as we've looked at all these Psalms, each one talks about your goodness, and some talked about how when life is really crummy, you're really amazing. And when life is really great, you're even more amazing. And they talked about your love and how your love should guide our thoughts and our life. So Father, I pray that you would help us to live that way. Live out these Psalms. God, I pray that you would be pleased with our worship, and as we transition, I just pray that you would just continue to be pleased. And God, change our hearts. Change our lives. God, we repent. We ask for your forgiveness for pride, for bitterness, for anger, for feeling like we're too cool. God, we repent of that. And we ask that you would change our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and transition. Thank you, guys. You guys did really good. Didn't they sound good tonight? They always sound good. But I really appreciate you guys. You know, one of the things about life is that things don't always go according to plan. And, you know, these guys just did a really great job tonight improvising and making it happen. So thank you so much. Tonight we're going to be talking about everyday heroes. And the title is The Least of These. And so we got a video, so those are some of the least of these, and we'll talk about those in a bit. But we have a video. Everybody has different understandings of what a hero is, and so here's some people talking about what a hero might be to them. So roll that footage.
Now, this is a simple acronym, HERO. At Diversity Today, we believe it's very easy to be a hero. All you need are honesty, empathy, respect, and open-mindedness.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I'm sorry, but that's not all it takes to be a hero.
Oh, great. Well, what is a hero to you?
A hero kills people.
Okay.
A hero is part human and part supernatural. A hero is born out of a childhood trauma or out of a disaster and must be avenged.
Okay, you're thinking of a superhero.
We all have a hero in our heart.
So that's just a fun little video about people's different understandings. I grew up reading comic books, and I'll be honest, I still read comic books. I am a total geek, and I'm okay with that. And so Dwight there and his understanding of a hero rings true. Yeah, that's not as geeky as actually reading comic books, and I'll be fine with that. I read comic books. And so tonight we're going to talk about a hero, and we got another video later on that's even cooler than that one. But the point of being a hero, last week we talked about, man, was I even listening?
I
totally just had a brain fart. We talked about 1 Timothy 4:12, and we talked about setting the example as being a hero. See? Saved it. Rock on. Dude, Jesse, you took notes? I love you. Awesome. And you filed those away and kept them in your Bible. But tonight we're going to talk about serving the least of these. And so grab your Bible, your Bible, and open up to Mark. The Gospel of Mark. Matthew, Mark. Oh, hey. She's going to pass out Bibles. Matthew, Mark. Chapter 10. We're going to be in chapter 10, and we're going to talk about serving the least of these. So, yeah, the Bible is not a weapon, Takashi. What's that? Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10. All right, so we're going to kind of hop around a little bit tonight. No, we're not talking about divorce. We're going to start in verse 42. Mark chapter 10, verse 42. And Jesus here, he's talking to his disciples, and he's trying to tell them about how they should live their life. And so we're going to start in verse 42, and he's setting up a contrast between how disciples should live and how The rest of the world lives, yes.
What chapter?
10, verse 42. Hot tub, there you go. All right. Michael's the first one there, apparently. He's the only one who hot tubbed it. All right. All right, so Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." So as Christians, as people who are following Christ, we should not try to be the best, the greatest, get all the glory and all the fame in the world. If you think that is the goal of Christianity, I'm here to correct you. It's not. The goal of Christianity is to really become a servant to everybody. And we follow in Jesus' example because he says here, he came to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. And so Jesus isn't calling each one of us to go ahead and just die for the world because he already did that. But he is calling us to live for people, to live in a way that serves them. And so when he talks about serving, when we talk about serving, it's not about like, oh, I do this to feel good. I do this like nice thing so I feel good about my life. No, that's not what Jesus' intention is. His intention is to serve because he loves them. And to serve because we should love them. And you know what? Some days you serve and it doesn't feel good, but you need to serve anyway. And so that's the first thing. That's our base thing. Jesus came to serve many, and we need to follow in his footsteps. And so we're going to look again, and who are we supposed to serve? So let's jump over to Matthew. One book to the left. Matthew.
What chapter?
Chapter 25. 31. All right.
Hot tub.
Hot tub.
Wait, what chapter?
Chapter 25, verse 31. So Jesus here, again, he's talking to his disciples, and these are some of the last words in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus gives to his disciples. And he's going to talk about how people don't serve and how we should serve. So verse 31, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory," which is going to be a great day, "and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick and in prison and go to visit you?' The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.' Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me.' They also will answer, 'Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?' He will reply, 'I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me.' Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life." And so serving isn't just some nice idea. Serving isn't just something that we think, oh yeah, you know, that would make Jesus kind of cool. I think he'd like that. Serving is a command from God to serve those who are less fortunate than us. And the truth is, like, you look around us, and you know, I have $6 in my wallet right now. I'm not rich by any means, but we are each and every one of us richer than most of the world. There are people who we go to school with who we are probably better off than them. How can we serve them? How can we love them the way Jesus loves them? There are people that we pass over all the time that we ignore. How can we stop ignoring them and serve them? Because I think that's Jesus' heart, is to say, look around, pay attention to the brokenness, to the hurt in the world, and love them. Because Jesus came to heal and to restore and to bring life. And as His followers, that's what we should be doing as well. And so when we see somebody, I mean, we can't just say, oh, God bless you, and walk away. Because James says, that's nothing. But when we see somebody who's hurt, how do we heal? How do we help them? And so often we forget because people tend to become invisible to us. People who aren't pretty or smell funny or whatever, or homeless or broke or poor or whatever, we ignore them because they become invisible. Because we'd just rather not deal with the truth and rather not deal with the pain. And so we ignore it altogether. And Jesus says the people who ignore that are ignoring Jesus. They're ignoring His call to their life. And so I want to show a video about a guy who decided that he's not going to ignore something anymore. How many of you guys know that slavery is still alive today? Slavery is still around. All right, cool. I'm glad you know that. I'm going to show you a video about a guy named Zach Hunter. And Zach Hunter was 12, I think. I can't remember what the video said exactly. He was 12. He was your guys' age when he decided that he was going to change the world. When he decided that he was going to be a hero to those less fortunate than him, and he was going to set slaves free. So let's go ahead and watch the video. So this is how are we supposed to serve? First of all, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. And this is the Apostle Paul here writing, and he's writing actually to slaves at that point. And he's saying, serve because you're serving God. And when we look at our life, I mean, we're not serving people. I mean, we give somebody a bowl full of food. You know, we're not just serving them. We're serving God. Jesus said, I am with the poor. We are serving God when we serve others. So serve unto the Lord. And then 1 Peter 4:10 through 11 says, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others faithfully, administering God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very words of God. If anyone serves, he should do it with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory and power forever and ever. Amen. So how has God gifted you? How has God enabled you to serve? Because your talents and your abilities are not an accident. God put them in you. And He wants you to use them. So if you are like the kid who always makes up like the lemonade stand when you're younger, or even now, and you're always selling stuff, God put that there for a reason. Or if you're the kid who loves to play guitar, God put that there for a reason. How can you use that to serve? How can you use that to serve? If you're the person who knits and makes stuff, right, Takashi? And no, sorry. He knits. He's a knitter. But if you're the person who makes stuff, how can you make stuff for God? How can you use God's gifts to serve God? Because that is our call. That is what God has called us to do. And that's what I want you guys to leave with tonight, is that each one of you are called to serve. It's not just somebody who, you know, loves homeless people. You know, let them go serve. No. You have people that you are called to serve. As Christians, we cannot simply consume the gospel. We cannot come to church or youth group and just consume and be fed and fed and fed and fed and fed. We need to be people who give the gospel, who live it before people and give it to people who need it. Because you have been given so much. The grace of Jesus is so much, and it's been given to you freely. And we need to serve and give that gospel away. So let's pray. Father, thank you for the gift of the gospel. God, I pray that you would transform us from consumer Christians to giver Christians, to people who serve the needy, to serve the broken, to heal the sick. God, to bring life to where there is no life. Like Ezekiel 37 says, God, that you would use us to blow life into dry bones, and that life would be restored. So Father, use us in our gifts. Show us the way. Show us where you want us to serve. We cannot do it without you. So Father, use us. We beg you to use us. In Jesus' name, amen.